Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Stroud approaches the line of scrimmage, takes a knee, and the Texans do it. They defeat the Raiders 23-21. The throw from CJ to Nico sealing it, and the Texans have won seven straight as they head to LA to play the Chargers Saturday.
Seven in a row and 10 wins for the third time in three tries for the D'Amico Ryans-led Houston Texans, who took down the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday 23-21. Hello and welcome. You are in the loop. He is John Lopez and sitting in for Reggie today, pasty white man Paul Gallant. John, it's great to be with you again. We did a TV show together for
six years
on theCUBE. We've been shooting the bleep from time to time on 610 and all over the place. It's great to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours.
It's good to see you. You look good over there.
Thanks, man.
You look good right there in that chair.
Apparently this is your chair.
It suits you.
I didn't know this was your chair, and you had a little passive-aggressive call-out on X before the show even starts.
Come on, John. You gotta assure your dominance. Gotta kick him out.
Nah, I didn't want to come in and say, hey, that's where I sit. I didn't want to be that guy.
But I would have. You know me, I would have been like, I'm sorry,
hey,
John.
Hey, man, I can go to my left. I still got that left hand. Little up, little layup, off the glass, no big deal.
I could never go left.
I could still go to left. But, no, here we are, and I think we were, we were talking before the show. I want to just get your general thoughts on the game, of course. But we were talking before the show, and you said, well, who's going to be good cop? Who's going to be bad cop? I think there's a little bit of both for everyone. Everyone who saw this game. So I'll start here. Let me just ask you this. Is there really no such thing as a bad win? Is there really no such thing as a bad win?
Depends on your standards.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have higher standards than you should realistically have? Say, are you a Tennessee Volunteers fan?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you someone from another fan base that really thinks they should be way better than they actually are?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you look at a team that has the best defense in the NFL and a quarterback that we all still believe has a lot of talent and think that a 2-point win over the worst team in the NFL, at least going into Sunday,
mm-hmm.
isn't good enough? Because that's where I find myself, even though I can at the same time, John, appreciate three straight 10-win seasons with D'Amico Ryans and seven straight wins.
Mm-hmm.
There is such thing as a bad win. You take the bad win, you got to clean up after the bad win.
Yeah, look, I feel guilty, just even bringing it up, because you mentioned it, three straight 10 wins. First of all, that's a hell of an accomplishment for D'Amico to come right in and do that, especially after the start this year. And of course, you know, you're still right there in the postseason. The Jaguars aren't doing you a lot of favors. We'll get to that later. And so it's a good win. I mean, you're right there. You got the Chargers coming in. I mean, you're going to L.A., so you're going to have your chance there.
Basically a home game there. You say coming in because there's so many Texas fans going to travel there.
But I feel good about everything we just talked about. I don't feel good about – I'll put it this way. These two games against, you know, air quote, gimme, you know, gimme-type teams, I don't think you got out of it what you wanted to get out of it. And that kind of makes you pause a little bit, you know?
What specifically do you feel like they didn't get what they needed to get out of it?
Well, first of all, health, especially on the offensive line.
Titus Howard, Trent Brown did not finish the game. Excuse me, not Titus Howard. Ariante Ursary and Trent Brown did not finish the game for the Texans.
Yeah, and those are your tackles. Mm-hmm. We know what the offensive line was like without Trent Brown and Ursary just getting his feet under him, and they've both been really, really good in the last, month and a half?
0 sacks allowed on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. So they've both been really good. But now, what? I mean, that was a knee injury reportedly with Trent Brown.
Didn't look good.
Did not look good. Where is he, you know, where is he going to be? Big dude like that, he's just a massive dude. Your knees are going to be hard to, you know, quote, unquote, get under you, so to speak. Ursary looks like it's a hand thing. There is a report that it's a broken bone. I don't think it'll be a big issue, but you never know. There might
offensive linemen can sometimes play through. We've all seen our friend Wade Smith's hands, but yes.
Yeah, you know, we don't know the extent of it. But other than that, you know, like I said, it was kind of a gimme stretch, and I was ready for this offensive line and C.J. Stroud to really put a statement together. I think they kind of started doing that against the Cardinals. There were some moments where the offense looked really, really good, and you're like, all right, let's see them back it up with the Raiders. And then you start – we talked about it last week. And then you start feeling pretty good about – all right, so the offense is gonna hold its own and contribute. And I'm just not quite there yet right now.
Stroud was bad yesterday.
Yeah.
And to go back to what you were talking about in the Cardinals game, mm-hmm. I thought Stroud was brilliant in that game. He mm-hmm. was fitting some throws through some extremely tight windows. But in this game, for whatever reason, he was overthrowing guys. You could say he was sailing passes. Maybe his shoulder wasn't feeling right. Whatever the case, more than anyone offensively, C.J. Stroud let me down the most yesterday.
Yeah, he did. And then another thing that you know, obviously you take the win, you generally feel good. If I had to pick one or the other, you know, is there such a thing as a bad win? I would say no. You know, it's a win. You know, and we all know why and where they are, et cetera. But another thing that sort of makes you pause a little bit, and I guess that's where I am, is the interior of this defensive line all of a sudden looks very attackable. Very attackable. And if people start running the ball against this defense, then it affects everything.
And it's a game where they actually had a linebacker with Azeez Al-Shaair out mm-hmm. step up and I thought play great. EJ Speed was awesome mm-hmm. in this game. He was really good at filling run gaps and just being a force that was keeping Ashton mm-hmm. Gentry from getting going. But Ashton Gentry, he had a big day. He had the big 50-yard touchdown run. He also had a 60-yard touchdown catch where he was matched up one-on-one with Henry To'o and To'o had no chance. I definitely agree with you on that mm-hmm. side of things. Is it all just losing Mario Edwards, that's all of a sudden mm-hmm. going to make your run defense mortal? Was it Azeez Al-Shaair not being out there? That's my hope.
Yeah.
It's the latter. That no Al-Shaair means it was a little bit easier for Gentry to finally get going. This was the first big game of his career.
Yeah, it was. But that's something to monitor because who knows how serious the injury is. The defensive tackles, it's not just, that they've lost two guys on the interior. It's that was the Raiders pushing them around. I mean, they gave up 145 yards rushing. They hadn't done anything close to that all year long.
This has been a bad offense. Mm-hmm. Geno Smith has been pumpkin form Geno Smith. The reversion was extremely quick. To what you were saying, they've really struggled to get it going with Ashton Gentry. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in the Vegas press area for the post-game press conference, and all the questions were the kind of questions that a team that sucks has its beat asked because they're like, oh, well, Gentry was good. How do you feel like about that? That was his first really good game.
Yeah.
And is that an anomaly, perhaps, mm-hmm. for the Raiders and for Gentry all season long that all of a sudden you were able to do what you did against that Texans defense? So certainly something to be a little bit concerned about. To me, it's the offense. I cannot mm-hmm. get out of my head how inaccurate Stroud was in this game. And the good news is the game before, on the money,
mm-hmm.
fitting it through such tight windows, but this kind of inconsistency puts a level of burden on your defense that, let's be frank, it's an impossible ask to expect them to every single game go through it without making one mistake. Two mistakes, two touchdowns for the Raiders on Sunday.
Yeah, well, not yes, But getting back to, you know, to the what were really bugging me on the offense, they didn't have a touchdown
right
until the very end, and that's the Raiders. And all of a sudden, and oh, by the way, you benefited from two really questionable calls. One for sure.
Yep.
The other one may have been uncatchable, although he did get his hands on him. So you benefited from that. I mean, what would have happened if – oh, and then the big third down conversion on the penalty, you know, deep in your own territory.
Yeah.
Well, what would have happened then?
After dropping a snap to open the drive.
It's just – yes, it's just – and going backwards, it's just really, really hard to feel great about things. And I wanted to feel great after these two games. Like, okay, we know what the defense is, one of the best, if not the best defense in the NFL. We know that they can carry this team. We know it's a Super Bowl caliber defense. There's a couple of nicks there. You got to figure they'll get that fixed up. Just because of the breadth of the example of the sample size that we have. But offensively, I don't know if this offense can get any better. Not after these two games.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, we're looking for baby steps forward from the red zone offense. This game, you couldn't even get to the red zone unless you were getting help from the referees. You mentioned, I think they were both shaky calls. Biggest plays of the day for the Texans featured a 30-yard run by Nick Chubb, where Lonnie Johnson, the life of Lotto, what a great reality show that was, misses a tackle. You have a 3rd and 8 where Lonnie Johnson is called for a 23-yard pass interference. You have a 3rd and 20 on the last drive of the game where Stroud throws it downfield. It's probably uncatchable. And you get a pass interference that gives the Texans a first down. And then you have that shot play at the very end of the game where you're just basically saying to yourself, all right, well, our offense stinks. Nico Collins saved
us. Go get it. Yeah, go get it. And it was really up not until then that they really did anything with Nico Collins either, but very little, I should say. But I feel like with this offense right now, oh, by the way, do want to tell everybody to get in, 713-572-4610 on the text board, Twitch and YouTube. We have a lot of listeners on the YouTube channel right now, you know. Where to find Sports Radio 610 on there. Obviously, courtesy of the Mokarem Law Firm. But back to the point at hand here, not only do they benefit from the... I'll put it this way. When put it all together, you benefited from shaky calls. You couldn't score an offense. That was the Raiders. You weren't moving the ball. You had one touchdown via an interception from Derek Stingley Jr. Your offensive line got hurt. At least two players did. One probably seriously. And... You gave up all these big runs. Overall, this was not the kind of win that makes you feel good by any stretch whatsoever.
Definitely. 713-572-4610. After this game, do you feel any positive feelings? Is there anything you could take out of this game and say, yeah, the Texans can build on this?
Mm-hmm.
7 wins in a row is a great thing to do. And we got to keep going back to that because it is hard to win in this league. Take a look at what Cleveland did with Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like Cleveland played great in that game. They still hung in there as long as they did. It's not always easy to win every single Sunday. I know D'Amico Ryans will tell you that over and over again. CJ Stroud, everybody. It's a cliche, but it is correct. Still, oh man, a 2-point win over a team that was the de facto worst in the league.
Or do you just shake it off and say this is what they are? And you don't feel so bad about where they are going into the postseason. We'll get into that a little bit more when we talk about the defense, but do you shake it off? Because I don't want to be completely bad cop here. You know, the good cop, we've laid out some of the good things that they've done. Let me ask you this. Just in general, did you get out of these two games what you wanted to see?
No. The red zone offense did not improve.
That's the other thing.
The offense did not show consistency. And running the football with Jawar Jordan against the Cardinals, that was a mirage. I mean, that guy, give him credit. I'm happy that he's been able to carve out a career in the NFL to actually have a game where he gets 100 yards, the only 100-plus yard rusher for the Texans all season long, but didn't he look small yesterday?
He looked small, but I will say this, and this is kind of a compliment, and also it's a good cop and a bad cop. Nick Caley did not have a good game, and we'll get into Nick Caley here in a little bit as well, because early on, and I was sitting right next to you when this happened, they did a couple of outside zones with Jawar Jordan and had some success, and then they laid off of him and they went back to the inside the tackle stuff. And that's not him.
Right.
You know?
That might be Nick Chubb on a good
might
day.
Be, yeah.
But it's not always what you're getting out of Nick Chubb. And outside of the 30-yard run, you know, we're talking 5 carries or 6 yards.
Yeah. So how are you moving forward now? Because they are in a great spot. They're in a great spot. The Jaguars, of course, You know, still doing their thing. But how are you with this team moving forward, especially in the postseason?
I don't feel very confident in their ability to win a game on defense alone. They scored a touchdown defensively in this game, and it still was really tough for them to close the door. I mean, look, you still have the best defense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any debate about that. I know that Broncos fans will complain about that. Well, look what happened yesterday against Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars. Yeah. So there's some cases to be made in other teams where they've got the best defense in the league. But you're asking a lot out of your defense. And what's frustrating is I believe CJ Stroud is capable of more, and we just keep on not seeing it. And this is one of those games where I can't explain inaccuracy. I can't, especially when that's his strength.
Well, one thing that he said in the post game was he felt like maybe he was rushing some of those early throws. Well, that's fine and that's fair, and you got to respect him for saying that. But this is week 16.
Yeah, exactly.
This is week 16, and the timing and the adjustments on the offense that they're clearly trying to make, that's not exactly going to bolster your confidence with the offense moving forward. And, you know, again, going back to even just Trent Brown, let's say Ursary, it's a small, well, you know, for me it'd be a major thing, but it's a small little fracture on the side of his hand or something, and they wrap it up and he plays. But even if it's just Trent Brown, which looks serious, this offensive line without Trent Brown was an absolute bleep show.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and what happened yesterday when Trent Brown went out? They moved Titus back out to tackle, and they put Jarrett Patterson in, and Blake Fisher, who's just, I mean, the book is written on him. How is it going to look moving forward if Trent, even if it's just Trent Brown that doesn't play?
It's going to be bad. Yeah. I mean, this was a game where Max Crosby was a menace.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the best defenders in the league. He gave it his all on Sunday, even if he's maybe not thrilled with his teammates, Devin White, Landon Roberts. He's gone viral for yapping at them on the sidelines over the last couple. But, yeah, I mean, the Chargers have a lot of guys who can get after the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll see very soon on Saturday just what this offense might look like if they're down two offensive linemen. And if Stroud's feeling pressure that's not 100% there, maybe that's why he was inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel so great. Speaking of CJ Stroud, you mentioned those comments that he had. Here he is after the game talking about those misfires.
Maybe just rush my timing, you know, and you know, I'm a confident person. I think I can put it anywhere. So some of them I just should progress, you know, shouldn't just force the ball. But, yeah, I any throw that I make, I think, you know, I can make the throw. I just missed a couple, and that's part of the game.
He's a ball placement specialist, his words. And, you know, I'll take his word for it. He was just rushing, and it did get cleaned up. He was really good those last two drives, I think 8 out of 9 completions. So you got to give him credit for that, and I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But you mentioned something else. They play Saturday. It's a short week. They play at L.A. on Saturday on a short week. So I have very serious doubts that that Trent Brown will play, and we'll have to see with Ursary.
No, you have to play everything careful now. Now, the good thing is you're in very good position as far as the playoffs go. Tonight's game between the Colts and 49ers wouldn't quite eliminate the Colts, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. They still have a chance if they win out and they get a little bit of help from the Texans. But you're in good spot playoff-wise. Mm-hmm. You can't afford to gamble and play guys that, or bench guys that you want to be at their 100% best come playoff time. But still, I don't want to go up against this Chargers pass rush on Saturday. What the Chargers may be thinking to themselves, we've got a shot to potentially win the division. It would be a long shot for them to get it too. We'll see what happens in this game. He is John Lopez. I'm Paul Gallant sitting in for Reggie. 713-572-4610 is how you call in. It's how you text in. We're on YouTube. We are on Twitch as well. So we will work in some of your thoughts about what went down yesterday. Also, coming up next, goodness gracious, I did not think that this team would be able to do yesterday what they did. And they made things a little bit more difficult for the Houston Texans to get that elusive home game come playoff time. What are we talking about? You'll find out on the other side in the Loop Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Paul Gallon in for Reggie. John Lopez, 713-572-4610 to call to text about the Texans' 23-21 victory over the Raiders yesterday, their seventh straight win. 3-for-3 as far as 10-win seasons for the Texans under DeMeco Ryans. And yet, you can't help but want a whole lot more out of what you saw yesterday from the offense, from the run defense, and you've got some concerns about the offensive line going forward. Your thoughts are welcome to the show as we are here until 2 p.m. before we turn things over to the drive. Something happened yesterday, John, that did not help the Houston Texans out at all. Let's go to the south side of the AFC.
Let's go to the AFC South and get around there. Real quick, first of all, you talked about the Texans, and we're trying to not just totally bash a team that is on an incredible run. Got a text here. You guys are never satisfied. This team can beat any AFC team. Y'all just like moaning and nitpicking. They scored enough to win. And that's fine, but I saw that, and I was thinking about what you said about, well, what's your standard? You know, if your standard is, hey, they won, hey, they're in the playoffs, hey, let's see what happens and roll the dice, and they probably won't win, you know, the Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl or anything. Well, then the 901 is happy. I'm not happy with that.
It's tough to be happy when you've seen something like this the last 2 years.
Yeah.
You want more. It is a natural thing to want. Also, say you were, I don't know, someone who grew up watching the greatest football dynasty ever. And on top of that, your parents would never give you credit for A minuses because an A is what you should be getting.
Here?
Say you're someone like that. It's never enough. Now, I might be a miserable person, John, for the entirety of my life because of that. And I'm very thankful that I've at least found a strong, powerful hottie of a woman to be with me throughout all of life. But I'm someone who always wants a little bit more. And I know CJ's better than what we saw yesterday.
Exactly. Exactly. And then it does tie in with, okay, well, they're also going to, you know, the week has been sped up because they're playing on Saturday. So DeMeco's going to talk today and then again on tomorrow they practice, right?
I would think
Yeah, they practice tomorrow. And so you're going to hear different versions of, hey, there's going to be a lot of outside noise. We got the win. We managed to, you know, to do this and that. And that's the message that they should be telling over there at NRG. That's not the message that people who follow this team necessarily are going to reflect because of what you just said. So, and it does tie in with going around the AFC South. The Jacksonville Jaguars, I mean, that's the team you were referencing. That is a team that Hell, they might end up with the best record in the AFC.
They are the hottest team in the league.
Yeah.
I think it's hard for any of us to buy into them because they blew a 3-score lead against Davis Mills just a couple of weeks ago. But for a lot of teams and for past Jaguars teams, that would have sunk their season. Remember when they beat the Texans back in 2023? Matt Amendola misses the field goal at the gun. It's just short. The Jaguars were 8-3 right there.
Yeah.
And you had all these Jaguar fan dorks like that UCF Jaguar Jack, you know what?
This guy.
Guy's like, I tried to tell you. This is Jaguar to Jacksonville. And then they lost every game except for one the rest of the way.
Yeah.
It's tough to take them seriously, but I'm taking them more seriously. Mainly because I think their defense is really good. And I think they gave Bo Nix, I know the statistics look really good, but that game was lopsided for quite some time. But this is what's crazy. John, do you know how many touchdowns Trevor Lawrence has scored in the last 2 weeks?
I saw the number. Is it?
Maybe combined, throwing and running.
Yeah, how many?
10.
I saw a stat that in the last, maybe it was 6 weeks, I saw it somewhere, he had like 18?
Yeah.
But 10 in the last 2 weeks.
Zero interceptions as well.
Yeah.
And look, he is so up and down. He is also inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the finishing touch for Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville can run the football. Brian Thomas has stopped dropping everything.
Yeah.
They added Jacoby Myers. He has been great. They gave him a contract extension already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not acting like I'm scared of Jacksonville, but I think that it's time for us to give them a little bit of R-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, my parents would be ashamed of me for that one.
That's why you got an A-.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We have these brain fart moments of CTE from time to time. So, good for the Jaguars winning that game. I actual tip of the hat to them. The Broncos, meanwhile, you can kiss my entire hiney. That was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You were supposed to help the Texans out.
Yeah.
And I had all these Broncos fans complaining to me this week because I said that the Jaguars and the Broncos are Galveston hot. They're not the hottest team in the league.
Yeah.
The Rams were the hottest team in the league.
Galveston.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, though. But then all of a sudden, the Broncos go out there and just lay an egg like that. Everyone wants to take them seriously. Look at this win streak. Blah, blah, blah. They haven't beaten anybody either over that stretch.
Yeah.
But I got to give the Jaguars a lot of credit. That was a hell of a win.
No, I sat right. I was going to say I sat right here. I actually sat right there before the season and said, don't worry about Jacksonville. You know, especially after the Duval stuff and the magnificent Gladstone. And I said, don't worry about Jacksonville. I'm not going to sit here either and say the Texans. I would pick the Texans against Jacksonville based on the defense and just any amount of offense. I think they could pull it off. That'd be interesting if they play there because all of a sudden the fans are turning out and all that. I get it. But I they're not scaring me. But what I am saying is they have turned a corner and they're no longer that team. They're no longer that 8-3 team. Liam Cohen, you got to tip the cap to him more than anyone.
He has changed the mindset of this franchise, and they have an us-against-the-world mentality that's really working, and you've been hearing it in pieces from just about every Jaguar who – they put a microphone in front of, whether it's Liam Cohen or some of the other folks. Here is Trevon Walker after the Jaguars win over the Broncos yesterday.
Talk about how great you guys are. How are you going to be able to keep everything under control? Just focus on the next game.
Right now, they just go hop on the bandwagon right now. Everybody in this locker room on the Jaguars team, even upstairs, we know everybody probably going to try to hop on this bandwagon now, but we don't want anybody. They can stay where they at. It's us. It's all about the Jags. F*** everybody but us. Excuse my language, mama and dad, grandmama, but f*** everybody but us.
Okay, well, let me just get on the bandwagon. Appreciate it so much.
What do you say about his grandma? Yes, sir.
Thank you. Everybody but my family, essentially.
He said something about my grandma.
Bleep
him. Sorry, everyone, my mom and dad, my grandma, but, you know.
And shout out to Colin, who's in for Figgy. Yeah, that's his voice right there. But yes, and not only that, but Liam Cohen, who looked like this little mousy, soft, that dude has a backbone, man. Remember the Robert Saleh stuff?
Yeah.
And then yesterday, after the game, he's on the podium.
Yep.
And he says, yeah, you know, because Sean Payton said something about, well, they're a good team for a small market or something like that. And he goes, yeah, small market team comes in here and beats Denver at Mile High.
The funny thing is, they took that personally. That's a fact. Yeah. Jacksonville's a small market. Land size, massive. Land size, I think it's actually comparable to Houston as far as like square mileage. But It is a small market, Liam.
Yes, it is.
And they turned that into motivational fuel. That is a sign of a team of crazy people.
He said
people.
They talked about it all week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, small market going to Mile High. Oh, how is that a bulletin board? But it was.
They obviously blew the lead against the Texans in the fourth quarter. And it was an epic choke job. But and that first game is a weird one because both teams, I thought, played like crap.
Yeah.
But they were kicking the Texans' ass for three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing a pretty good job against them. I know that the Texans rallied to win. It's an awesome win, and it's the egg on the Jaguars' face. Texans on the Jaguars, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I am not disrespecting this team the rest of the way.
No, no.
They earned some respect.
I think the Texans can beat them. I don't think it's necessarily a lock. I'm not quaking in my boots, but you got to give it to them. And then there's the rest of the AFC South. Now, tonight. Big ball game tonight. Yeah, big ball game tonight.
Will Philip Rivers die? It's the hit game show that's sweeping America. The snuff film on ESPN.
But and you hit it. You know, Niners 5.5-point favorites. Niners win. Colts are pretty much dead. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Not completely. That's not the team that that's a team that just has completely cratered. Philip Rivers right. is the story. I think it's going to be an altogether different story with another good defense. He faced a good defense against Seattle. You know that. But then you have a good defense in the 49ers that now has the film and the template, because Philip Rivers is not going to throw the ball more than 8 yards. it's not going to go
it hurt my arm watching him throw. Like, I've been starting to have elbow issues recently, yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, God, I can't even imagine how he's feeling. Because the first game, I bet he gets through it. He's okay. But I think for anyone, as you get a little bit older,
yeah.
it's the 2 days, 3 days, week later where you're still feeling sore from throwing it downfield. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take the under on total throwing yards downfield.
Somebody's at your front door. The other interesting thing to me is the Tennessee Titans. Not necessarily in the here and now. Maybe not necessarily next season even. But two things are happening over there. The first thing is Cam Ward. I'm willing to say it. I think he's got special talent. He has nothing around him, but I think he has some special talent.
Great mindset as well, and you found some pretty impressive numbers the last.
Yeah, game. Look at this. This is just in the last six games. Cam Ward, 63.8% completions, 8 touchdowns, 1 interception, and a 90.3 passer rating. Also a rushing touchdown. 3 straight games with 2 TD passes, and 2 straight games with more than 100 passer rating. And a big win against an awful team we all know now in the Chiefs. But nevertheless, there is something there. That's part one. Part two is very interesting to me, and it's going to gain steam as the season goes along. Matt Burke, Texans defensive coordinator Matt Burke, is reportedly one of the yeah. leading candidates to become the next Titans head coach. There are levels to this. The first level is Matt Burke has been calling the defense as it's been spectacular. 4 players now with at least 4 interceptions. That's uncanny. On this Texans defense.
And 2 guys officially with 10-plus sacks now that Will Anderson got 10.
2 guys with 10-plus sacks. So you have, you know, even though it's D'Amico's defense and we won't necessarily, I know we won't necessarily see this team fall off a cliff defensively, but he has been really, really good calling this defense this year when it's the best defense in the NFL. That's part one. Part two, who do you think his offensive coordinator is going to be if he does get that Titans job?
Ooh.
It's going to be one of these guys. It's going to be Ben McDaniels. It's going to be Gerard Johnson. It's going to and those are the two guys, along with others, those are two guys that have been publicly credited for helping Nick Caley get a better feel for what this offense is.
Yeah, and I mean, it's taken him a lot of time to get yes. that feeling going. Yes. So this is definitely a wrinkle the Titans are throwing into the equation. Mm-hmm. We'll see if Cam Ward's able to keep it up in the first half of next season. I like Cam Ward. I like his personality. So these statistics are good. The Matt Burke thing is interesting. It would be very Amy Adams strunk to try to hire someone away
Absolutely.
From the Texans to be petty. And it also would be very Titans to hire another person named Matt or Mike, who no one knows about outside of the place where he's currently working.
But your offense, you know, the guys that have kind of got this thing yeah. pointed in the right direction, you'd lose one of those guys. They would be probably
You're definitely right.
one of the offensive coordinators.
He is John Lopez. I'm Paul Gallant sitting in for Reggie. 713-572-4610 to call, to text. We do have a couple of people that want to talk about your Houston Texans, who did get a 7th straight win over the Raiders yesterday. I know, we sound so down on them, but I mean, they could do better, right?
Come on, man, be excited.
Up next, our question of the day. I thought yesterday's win was a sloppy win. What are some things that are sloppy but good? You answer that, stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Smith in the gut. Texans set an extra rusher, a throw downfield, and it's caught by Genty down the left sideline across the 15, breaks a tackle, 10-5, touchdown Raiders.
Well, yeah, it was sloppy. Listen, you won 7 in a row, 10 wins again, but it was sloppy.
But it was good. Overall.
In spots, Derek Stingley,
the result was good.
Derek Stingley gets a gold star. Kamari Laster, gold star. EJ Speed, gold star. Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, gold stars.
Yeah.
Nico Collins always gets a gold star. But there's some other stuff there.
Yeah, there was.
Was left to be desired. Yeah, Kyrie Fairbairn gets a gold star as well. So I think yesterday, John and Paul Gallant sitting in for Reggie, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Yesterday's win was a sloppy win. You take it, but are you proud of it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of sloppy, I think of this beautiful, strong, powerful, independent woman in the movie Billy Madison from about 30 years ago.
Have some more sloppy Joes. I made them extra sloppy for you. I know how you kids like them sloppy.
Lady, you're scaring us.
And that's how we feel a little bit about the Texans. Their offense, it's scaring us right now.
It was extra sloppy.
Extra sloppy.
So the Texans are Sloppy Joe Lady.
Yeah.
The Texans is Billy Madison, or we are Billy Madison.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
That's where we're at this moment in time. I want to be positive today, though.
We're trying.
I don't always want to be the rain cloud of doom and gloom.
We're trying.
Come on, man. Texans win. It's It's Christmas time.
Oh, you're lying.
Come on.
You're lying. you're just lying through here. Your teeth.
I may be rage baiting a little bit.
That's called it for Figgy Behind the Glass, by the way. Sloppy Joes are sloppy. Sloppy Joes are good, though.
I love Sloppy Joes. You ever had a brisket Sloppy Joe? I made some of those the other day.
That sounds Whoa. Amazing.
Baby.
That sounds amazing.
With your patented OG sauce?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So this begs the question. What are some things that are sloppy but good?
Yeah, and we're already getting a lot of the text with the obvious answer. So let's set that aside.
Sadly, that was the first thing that came to mind
that's
for me.
NSFW.
That's the first. You're outside working in the yard. You get all dirty and sweaty. Your shirt gets torn.
Yeah.
Got dirt on your forehead, and you walk inside, and she goes,
I feel bad for her in that situation, but that's a dedicated, strong power.
Why does that happen,
woman.
By the way?
I don't know.
It's like all of a sudden, like, hey now. Okay, but outside of the obvious.
Sloppy things that are good.
Yeah. I like going to Walmart and looking at the people. That's always funny.
I don't. I'm scared.
Oh, they're terrifying.
I take my watch off when I go to Walmart. And I put it in my pocket slowly. Like, I don't want to get mugged or shot when I'm in there.
Looking around.
Yeah. Cheeseburgers. I like when it's all melting down the side of the bun and it's all greasy and you have to put a napkin in your collar and it's just like dripping down your wrist. Now I want a cheeseburger. But like the good sloppy cheeseburger. What else? 713.
Mud bugs. Crawfish.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes. That would be a great one. 713-572-4610. Sloppy but good. You know what I like? And it's weird because, like, ever seen, like, a Bohemian woman walking down the street? Like, kind of barefoot, got that old beat-up sundress on, Bohemian. Hadn't combed her hair.
A free-spirited, unconventional. So an Austin. An Austinite.
An Austinite, yeah. A Bohemian woman.
I see a lot of this in Seattle when I was up there.
They just look, they have like this I don't care attitude that they wear. It's just kind of cool.
I think it's try hard.
You think
look at me, I'm different, I'm unique.
They're really sorority girls.
Yeah, yeah. That's essentially, they're all essentially the same. Sloppy things that are good.
Yeah.
A lot of them are going to be food related.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I like? This is technically sloppy. I think the person who would be pulling this off is sloppy. Well done handling of a heckler by a stand-up comedian.
Or the heckler. They get sloppy. They think they own the place.
Exactly. Yeah. It generally is a sloppy drunk.
Yeah.
A comedian who can turn a heckler into an actually funny moment for everybody. Now that is a skill. I'm a big fan of Stavi. For anyone who knows him, he's a diehard Baltimore Ravens fan. Look up his Ravens Ronnie rant. He probably had one after last night. He's really good at making it happen when there's somebody who's heckling and trying to ruin the show.
Christmas season here, you mentioned it, and you made me think about it. We all have that relative or friend that's a good, funny drunk. Like just the sloppy, fun, like probably bumping into furniture and you know, wobbling around the front porch or whatever, and nobody tries to bring him back in, reel him back in.
Watching it.
Just like watching it.
I got a confession to make. This is 36 years old. From time to time, this is still your boy.
This is still you.
Renaissance Festival a couple of weeks ago, it was a big incident where all my friends and I, we went up on a party bus, and I gave my wallet and my phone and my keys to the girlfriend while going to the bathroom. And then I got out, I came back and I couldn't find them. So I spent like 2 hours trying to find them. And I was so mad at myself when I finally found them at the bus. And they were all so angry at me, deservedly so. So to me, it hits a little too close to home for me to say this is a sloppy thing. That's good, John.
Mm-hmm.
What about when I'm a loop it around to be sports related? I like it when it's like two of the worst possible teams go at it. Like two bad teams when they go at it.
Toilet bowl.
Yes. Yeah. Toilet bowl, tank bowl.
That's a good one. Actually, this week, right?
I think it's the Giants and the Raiders.
And the Raiders, yeah.
Battle for the number one pick, baby.
Yeah. You know what? That's a really good one. I like those kind of, not dangerously out of control, but like an out of control party. Like, and the one I'm thinking about was when the Astros won the World Series. You were in this studio. Mm-hmm. You were in this studio. And
8-hour show.
Yeah, and we went to, where was it? Little Woodrow's down in Edo? and there was broken glass on the floor from people throwing beers. There was beer everywhere. There was like people were throwing drinks. There was the ceiling was dripping from people celebrating. And I was like, this is so cool.
That is awesome.
This is so cool.
I really like a seedy dive bar, too.
Yes.
Those are pretty sloppy. Mm-hmm. They can be good. Now there are some bars that look like they're dive bars, but they're just the best bar. Like mm-hmm. Easy's Liquor Lounge, which is my favorite place in town. But there's other places where you go in there and, it looks like someone might have gotten their head hit with like a glass or something like that.
Yes.
Maybe a little blood on the floor.
Have I ever told you a story about the time I went into a biker bar in Bordeaux, France?
You know what? You might have, but I think tell I this did. Again.
Long story short, I'm covering the World Cup in France in 98. I miss a bus to get back to the hotel. I start walking toward the direction I think I have told you this story.
Yes, you have.
I start walking toward the direction of where I think my hotel is, and the city is rough. People think Bordeaux, France. Oh, we're drinking wine. You know, it's the rolling hills. No, that's outside of town. In town, it's a rough town sometimes, some areas.
That's awesome.
And there's this little light that I see. I said, okay, that might be a bar or something. I'll go in there, call a cab, problem solved. I go in there. It's a steel door. Steel door closes behind me, and it's a biker bar. And I'm like, oh boy. And it's a rough biker bar.
Yeah.
And they start talking in French and I don't understand. And so I just start buying drinks for some guys around there and everything. And then they kind of point at me. I'm like, oh boy, they're going to kick my ass. And they give me a microphone and they put on My Way by Frank Sinatra. It's a biker karaoke bar. And I start singing My Way and they all start singing with me. And then one of the bikers calls a cab for me, and I go back to the hotel.
Oh, good. Because that ends horribly sometimes. For those who don't know, in specific countries, and generally it's Asian countries, if you sing My Way and you screw up, they might kill you.
Well, I guess I did okay.
Good job. Glad you're with us still. Goodness gracious.
I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, and now the time has come. And they're like in French. Ah! And they got, I mean, they had the leather vests, rough-looking beards, and, you know, it was a rough biker bar. All of a sudden, I was their favorite dude.
The idea of French biker gang, it feels like it's not possible.
It is very
the United
possible.
States of America.
Take it from me.
Sounds like some part of a comedy movie.
It's one of it. Like if I ever write a memoir, there are so many different levels. I was in there for like 2 hours.
Two?
Yeah, yeah.
That must have been the longest 2 hours of your life.
Well, it started out as the longest 1 hour, and then all of a sudden, I was a hit.
Sloppy things that are also good. Because we like the Texans win, but it was a sloppy win. You want to keep those coming. 713-572-4610. That's how you do it. To call, to text. We're on YouTube. We're on Twitch as well. Paul Gallant in for Reggie. John Lopez. Coming up next. Up next, we go around the National Football League, and we're going to hear from you after the Texans' sloppy win. A seventh straight win over the Raiders yesterday, 23-21. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.